Montana State University Billings welcomes you to this internet broadcast of Yellow Jacket Sports. At Alterowitz Gymnasium, here is Pat Boland with tonight's call.
Okay, back on the Lady Yellow Jackets volleyball show, our thanks to Alpha Graphics, Stella's Kitchen and Bakery, and the Clock Tower Inn. Yellow Jackets coming off three matches and head home to host Western Washington and Central Washington. We'll talk about the past and the future with Dana Cordova right after this on the Lady Yellow Jackets volleyball show.
Bring it home. The Billings Gazette offers Billings and the surrounding area sports fans more coverage on local and national sports, news, and information than any other source. The Gazette works hard to deliver updates and breaking news, both in print and on BillingsGazette.com 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Don't miss a single day. Call 657-1298 today to subscribe.
Welcome back, everyone, on the Volleyball Show, Godfather's Pizza, Who Hot, and Ortho Montana. Coach, talk about the wrap it up, St. Martin's, Western Oregon, and Rocky Mountain College. Rocky, a little tough one, but what about the week before you got a little rest and the team, you both got away from each other a little bit. Talk about St. Martin's, Western Oregon, and Rocky.
It was a tough week. We went to St. Martin's, and St. Martin's is one of those teams that are going to continue to build their program. They're starting to get in a rhythm. They got some of their players back. We had probably our worst hitting night that we have had all year. I thought our serve receive and our passing was awesome. But our hitting percentage was just horrible. It was around the board. We just couldn't get an offensive going. We hung in there and we had chances to win. And we couldn't do it. The next night, or on Saturday, we took on Western Oregon, which is the number one team in the conference. And I'll tell you, it was a three-game match, but it was a good crowd, and everybody was just, they got a show. I mean, it was flat out some amazing volleyball, some great rallies. We lost by a combined score of 6 points. We took both first and second game went into extra points. We had a chance to win. We battled back. We got down, came back, fought. There were so many dang rallies that took, 3-4 minutes to go. It was awesome.
Why the success there? The nothing to lose mentality?
I think the girls knew, they had it in their mindset that they had a chance to do something that nobody had done yet, and that was beat Western Oregon. And, I would love to say it was that Western Oregon overlooked I wouldn't love to say it, but, a lot of people would say, Western Oregon wasn't worried about you guys, because they were able to come into our house here, and they literally took it from us. I think beat us by, 19 points. But, they played a hell of a game, Western Oregon. It wasn't like they handed us mistake after mistake. It was flat out we played with them. And, it showed the girls that, like we've been saying, and I know it's kind of become redundant, we're where we need to be. We just got to get over the hump. And, it was great volleyball. But, sometimes when you're on a losing streak or you kind of, we've never really gotten the momentum we've needed, kind of thing. But, we're there. It's just we've got to, as a coach, recruit some different things and keep working towards it. But it was a great, great game. Rocky was very disappointed. We really feel like we let the game go. We took the first two games from them, but we didn't play very good volleyball. And in reality, shouldn't have taken the two games. Rocky cannot take it from them. They hustled. They played hard. They wanted it. And in reality, it came down to, I believe, they wanted it more. Because we had handled them so easily here, I think the girls, as much as we told them, they're going to want it, and they're going to want it hard. But Rocky got in a roll, and congrats, to Coach Callie and that. But they played a great game, and we just kind of had an off night. And so we took a few days off, and we'll start this week to rebuild.
Other games are not unusual, like in media accounts with the written word, that Rocky Mountain match wasn't, you couldn't get the sense of what went on through media accounts where, like you said, you won the first two, but it wasn't really exactly like you just fell apart and lost three matches.
Yeah, no, it was, you know, a lot of things. I mean, the game of volleyball, as I wish you could say, it always came down to skill, but, you know, it really doesn't. A lot of things get lucky. You may get a call that changes the momentum, and, you know, and that did happen a few times where we go up, should have got the point, and somehow we either hit the net or got called on a lift or something happened stupid on our part, not the officials, but on our part, which gave them a swing. And the toughest thing about volleyball is when you've got the momentum, it's sometimes really hard to do it. You know, we just, in reality, just did not ever get that full rhythm, and Rocky got on a roll, and we kept battling with them, you know. We just started making the runs way too late in those games.
Making a player as a coach or players is a lot different. When momentum does that, how do you get that back?
You know, as a coach, you try to call, you know, you call timeouts, but, you know, the bad thing is you're only allowed two timeouts. You know, and then what we tried to do, and it worked for a while there, because like I said, you know, we won the first two games, but again, it was not, you know, I remember looking at my assistant coach going, how did we win that game? Because really, we did not play too. But, you know, you try to, we ended up putting in our 6'3 freshman, Melissa Porter, who went in and did a great job, played, I think, 2.5 games and ended up with the most blocks on the team. You know, she's a big body, and she went in and helped change that momentum for a little bit. But, you know, as a player, you just got to keep fighting. And, you know, and our girls did. But, you know, a lot of things got to happen to take momentum away from another team, and we never did enough to get that away.
Well, another crack at it. At home, Western Washington and Central Washington, you last played each other about a month ago, and we'll be back to talk about that right after this on the Lady Yellow Jackets Volleyball Show.
Catering to today's traveler, the Juniper Inn offers affordable, quality accommodations with king and queen size beds and new executive facilities for the business traveler. The Juniper Inn offers complimentary shuttle service as well as special medical and corporate rates and much more. Their friendly staff works hard to cater to your special needs. Juniper Inn, 1315 North 27th Street, Billings. Call toll free 1-800-826-7530.
Welcome back on the Lady Yellow Jackets Volleyball Show. Our thanks to St. Vincent Healthcare, Sign Pro, and Jackets and Company. Dana Cordova, the head coach of the Lady Yellow Jackets. Back home, Western Washington and Central Washington. Coach, I always like to ask the coaches a barometer, because you've played them more than a month ago. What about all four teams? You know, which directions are the teams heading in? The three teams, Western, Central, and yourself, now that you saw them last, you know, makes a whole different world on the road. Now you got them at home.
You know, Central, when we played Central Washington, we had probably our worst showing ever. And we got demolished the first game, came back, gave them a heck of a run. Still didn't play very good, but I think they ended up beating us by two, and then they destroyed us in the third game. And I think that's where I almost lost my mind. But, you know, the girls, I think Central Washington, if they... I don't think they've seen us play in a while, and we're definitely a way much, much better team than they are. I believe we have every tool, every position besides maybe one or two where we're better than them in, and we have to make sure that those positions beat that other team in that spot. But, you know, it's going to be a great game, to be honest. Very similar teams, very explosive, very young. But it's going to, again, it's going to come down to momentum. But I think that's a game that our girls really are looking forward to kind of get kind of a payback. Western Washington, you know, they just had a big upset with Northwest Nazarene, and hopefully we can continue that. Western Washington, you know, they're just a very, very smart team. Probably, to be honest with you, I wasn't too impressed by their overall skills or power of the team, but man, they're just smart. These girls, they're a team. They work together. They're very, very smart on where they put their hits and where they tip, and very, very good team. And we're going to have to play very smart volleyball as well as an aggressive game to beat them. And, you know, when we played them up there, it was a really tough game, and we played them really close and gave ourselves, again, chances at the end. I think they beat us by maybe two or three every time, but either had the lead or took the lead from them at one point or another, so we just got to keep going with them. But it's going to be two tough games that I really, depending on how we show up, you know, I'm hoping this little break for our girls gave them a refreshment and some added energy, and hopefully we could get these two wins.
Obviously, she's one of the top performers on the team, night in and night out, but you said Devin's even getting better.
Yeah, Devin has always been, there's no doubt, when you look at her hit, you know she's our go-to, a great hitter. But the part of her game that is really starting to come on is more so her defensive game. You know, for a while there, she was really tentative, wasn't going after a lot of balls because she was scared she was going to get in the way, but, you know, she has kept us in a lot of games, and we're riding her shoulders. So hopefully we can take off some of that load by some of our other girls keep stepping up and keep working. But, you know, Devin is a competitor and is doing a great job, and hopefully we can keep that going and kind of get everybody else to follow in her footsteps.
Coach, we appreciate the visit and important home matches before heading on the road for two consecutive weeks, and then you close out the year already in mid-November with St. Martin's. Thanks for the visit.
Thank you.
Okay, Dana Cordova on the Volleyball Show. We'll come back and wrap it up right after this. Our thanks to Denny Menholt, Farmers, and First Interstate Bank on the Volleyball Show.
Your Billings, Sheridan, Cody Yellow Book Yellow Pages is packed with buying information, complete Yellow Pages, business and residential White Pages, community information, area maps, money-saving coupons, even a restaurant menu section. And the easy-to-read format helps you find whatever you are looking for. Available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, Yellow Pages reach your potential customers at the exact moment they are ready to buy. For more information about promoting your business in the Billings Yellow Book, call 1-800-YB-YELLOW. Yellow Book, not the other book.
Welcome back, everyone. We recapped last week, looked ahead, Western Washington and Central. Get out and support Yellow Jacket Volleyball. Thursday, 7 o'clock, and Saturday, 7, two home matches. Western Washington and Central Washington, as always, travel together on the road, and the Yellow Jackets will take on them in matches on Thursday and Saturday this week, and they all tip it off at 7 o'clock at the Alterowitz. So get out and support Dana Cordova and the group at Lady Yellow Jackets Volleyball. So until next time, for the coach on the Lady Yellow Jackets Volleyball Show.
The Yellow Jackets and Montana State University thank you for logging on and listening to Yellow Jacket Sports.